Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb, WWIB, where we are family. One of our newer artists here at WIB joins us on the line right now, Joel Vaughn. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Hey, so you're from Nashville, Tennessee. What do you think of when you think of Wisconsin?
When I think of Wisconsin, I don't think about Michigan because that's a mitten. I think of the state next door to...
the state next to the mitten?
Yeah.
There you go. Popular answers could also have been Green Bay Packers, Wisconsin Badgers, and or cheese curds.
Yeah, cheese curds, cheese heads, the whole... Brett Favre, I could have said that.
There you go. That also would have been acceptable. So, Joel, you're a family man. Let's get to know you a little bit. What was your kind of official awakening to parenthood, that moment where you're like, okay, I'm really in it now?
That very moment was when my daughter was born. So like, the day she was born, I was holding her in my arms. My wife was sleeping or resting. And I was holding her, and, you know, normally little babies, they don't kind of open their eyes and look around for a little while. But that night I was holding her, and she was bundled up, and I was looking down at her, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm a dad. This is the weirdest thing ever. And she just popped her little eyes open, and then it was like she locked eyes with mine. And I know she was a baby, so she didn't know, but I very well knew, oh, my goodness. This is real. And it felt like the weight of the world was just kind of like, ooh, hey, guess what? You have to raise this child. You are charged with raising this child and bringing her up in this world. And it's like not all up to you, but you're a big part of her life. And so that was the moment.
It's an amazing blessing and a responsibility, isn't it? What's it like to put together a record? Because I'm guessing it's not nearly as simple as some folks might think.
Well, it's different this time, but a lot of it's the same. So the last record cycle, I wrote 25 songs, and out of those 25, we made an EP. So we took 5 songs. Not always the best songs, as in, like, sonically, but sometimes the songs that, like, I knew and believed that actually spoke to people and reached people. And
sure,
this time around, it's a little different. I've probably written close to 50 songs for this record cycle, probably more. If I stopped and counted, it's a lot. And I've worked, last time I worked with one producer, and I did a little bit of co-production myself, but none of my production made it on the album that time around. But this time I'm working with 5 producers, including myself. So there's so many songs just kind of out there, living, waiting to be released into the world, and it's just not the right time to release that song. Working with 5 different producers, there's a lot of stuff out there, and I'm producing half of my own album, and that's kind of a scary thing. And I'm brand new to you guys, so
sure,
you're like, this is first for us, but this is a first for me. So it's very challenging and very trying, but it's definitely fulfilling. I've got my work cut out for me.
Absolutely. We're talking with Joel Vaughn here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb, WWIB, where we are family. Before we let you go, Joel, we want to make sure that we hear Pray It Up another time here. We've been enjoying that song. So a little 30-second synopsis. What's kind of the story behind that song? How did it come to be? And you talk about the cream rising to the top, so first release from this new record.
Yeah, and that song was one of the first songs we wrote for the record. I met with 2 of my friends in Nashville, and I came in that morning telling them, like, there are things in my life that I feel like, man, if I had just gone to the creator and author of all things first, because there's a lot of times in our lives where we try to make things happen and force things. And God's just telling us, no, let me do it in my timing. You rest, you sit in my presence and let me do the work. That's not to say don't do anything, but the first things we need to do when we wake up in the morning every day is to go to God in prayer. And that was something that I felt like I was not doing a good job at. And so that was on my heart when I walked in to the writing room that morning and had this little idea about prayer. And I remember my co-writer said, like, sometimes you just got to pray it up. And I was like, that might be like one of the funniest things, but also one of the truest things I've ever heard. Like, the simple solution sometimes is we just got to take things to God in prayer.
Amen. He is Joel Vaughn. This is Pray It Up, and you're tuned to WWIB, where we are family, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb.